For the first time in studio with us, we have the head of Department for Pediatric and Child Health, Professor Rudzani Moloiwa. We interviewed Prof. Rudzani back in 2020 over Zoom, but now we have him in person for our special live birthday broadcast.
Prof. Rudzani trained as a pediatrician at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital and the University of Cape Town. He obtained a fellowship in pediatrics with the Colleges of Medicine of South Africa in 2004. After this, he completed an MSc in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine.
Prof. Rudzani has an interest in infectious diseases with a special emphasis on vaccine-preventable diseases. Since 2017, Rudzani has served as a member of the South African National Immunization Technical Advisory Group. He is also a member of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on Coronavirus Vaccines.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us, Professor, like finally live in studio. So can you tell us more about your role with UCT and Red Cross Hospital?
Thank you very much for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It's quite weird that I'm actually coming here as like on Zoom before because I work here at Red Cross. So my role is the head of Department of Pediatrics and Child Health means that I'm academic head from the University of Cape Town side, but I'm also the clinical head of medical pediatrics at the Red Cross Memorial Children's Hospital. So this is my workplace where we are sitting right now.
Excellent stuff.
Excellent. So what do you think about RX Radio's involvement in the hospital and the projects it usually collaborates on with UCT?
I actually think that the emergence of RX Radio is a really important step in terms of giving voice to children. And because, I mean, we know very well when we look at what happens with children, that children's voices are generally marginalized or silenced and no space for that. And we are actually trying, we need to actually find better collaboration with UCT and the hospital side. And that's why part of what I was saying, I straddle both sides. I'm actually a 50% government employee and for the province and 50% UCT. And that's what the Department of Pediatrics does. So, and you know that a lot of our members that we've had here, I know that, for example, someone like Prof. McCullough has been very much involved all this time. She's a joint staff member with UCT and the province. So whenever you get any of the people that come from the Department of Pediatrics, you're actually getting a collaboration between the hospital, RX Radio, and University of Cape Town. That's basically how it is.
Ooh, two questions in and I'm already learning a bunch. So, as you know, it's RX Radio's 5th birthday today. So, in your experience, how does RX Radio impact the hospital and children's healthcare at large?
I'm sure you're aware that we've got a project, a committee that works and straddles both University of Cape Town and the Children's Hospital, like, for example, the Advocacy Committee.
Yeah,
and you'll be very well aware that RX Radio is a major player and component within that space. So part of that is that collaboration and any advocacy that you need, especially for children, needs voice. And I believe RX Radio is that voice and it's likely to even become louder depending on how you structure that relationship going forward. So that, for me, is key and we need to leverage more on that and get more value out of that relationship.
Yes, that was amazing. So as you know, many NGOs have been struggling to raise funds because of COVID and RX Radio has proven itself as a great organization in the health sector that provides a platform for children's voices to be heard during this tough time. We are struggling to raise funds. Do you have ideas or advice to go about this?
I think previously I've had some meetings before with some of the management members of RX Radio to try and explore that. And I honestly believe that there are many things that we could do in terms of public-private partnerships. That's one. Given the value that a children's voice should have within our community. I mean, there are a number of things that we're envisaging in terms of child health within the community, within the hospital, and within what the department and the Faculty of Health Sciences can do. And I actually can see a value going forward for that. That will add, hopefully attract certain things and certain funders. One of the things that you've mentioned is the halting of the FM spectrum, for example, for radio from 2015. Getting that, although RX Radio is an NPO, it doesn't mean that it can't generate profit to fund itself. And part of the limitations are to do with what RX Radio is able to do in terms of being a community-based radio station, which can attract commercial funders, advertisers, and stuff like that. So there are a number of things that I believe, if they change, will actually change the spectrum. But I think we also need to find ways of exploring partnerships through the hospital, through UCT, and I think we should be able to find something. I'm very happy to find ways for us to collaborate on and try to see if that can be done. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Okay, thanks for your quality answers there, Professor. So is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, what I'm looking forward to is what the evolution of RX Radio would be like. there is the Klipfontein Hospital. I'm sure Dr. Kluge, I don't know if you spoke about it. That needs to happen over the next number of years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so where is that community's voice and for children's voice in that space? And how do we grow that? So I really have got such great expectations for the future of RX Radio. The awards you've already won internationally, yeah, for example, highlight the value add into the space for children's healthcare and children's voices that usually don't get heard.
Amazing.
Thanks for joining us, Prof.
It was a pleasure having you here.
In studio, finally.
No, thank you very much for inviting me, and I really, really appreciate it. Hopefully we can have more chats in the future.